Finally, we couldn't resist the chance to get some Oscar insight from comic actors Fred Willard and John Michael Higgins. You may remember them from the mockumentaries Best in Show and A Mighty Wind. Well, now they're wading deep into the swamps of award show fervor in the upcoming film For Your Consideration. It's about a small independent movie called Home for Purim that unexpectedly generates a lot of awards buzz. Fred Willard plays the mindless host of a Hollywood talk show, and John Michael Higgins plays the publicist for the movie within a movie.
Yes, Home for Purim, it's a sort of a heartwarming tale, a kind of a best years of our lives meets a kind of dreidel song in the Deep South, you know. I'll say it, it's not a very good film, and the people I'm representing aren't really the most talented people, probably, but nevertheless, it is my job to make sure that they are noticed for the awards.
As in a Hollywood touch, as this movie, Home for Purim, gets closer to release, suddenly the title is changed to Home for Thanksgiving in an effort to seek a little wider audience.
The studio panics.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So, John Michael Higgins, you would know something about generating buzz for a film.
Yeah, you know, last night was a kind of a shocker in Hollywood. We all woke up with something of a headache because we can't quite figure out what happened with the upset at the end there. Everyone thought, of course, it was going to be Brokeback. I'm very pleased that finally, you know, a nice, light romantic comedy won for Best Picture, because I thought Daryl Hannah was great in that mermaid getup. And I think Tom Hanks, call me crazy, I think he's terrific.
I think you might have it confused with another movie, but I'm not sure. Because there was a splash, there was a crash.
Oh, right. Oh.
And I just saw a movie driving out here advertised Cash, C-A-C-H-E, and then there was Johnny Cash movie. And
oh, Johnny Cash.
It can be puzzling, and it probably was puzzling to the voters, too.
Yeah.
Now, I had an observation. Again, a disappointment. Bodie Miller wasn't even mentioned. I think it's a lack of enthusiasm on his part. I think he has the talent. I think he has the wherewithal, but he just doesn't have the commitment to anything, and he was completely ignored.
Yeah,
I
just
agree.
Didn't make
and
it out
also,
to make it in there at all.
Well, he did. He fell down when he was coming down the aisle. That was part of
I
the
missed
problem.
That, yeah.
He missed the first gate
right.
There. Crash, you know, I haven't seen any of these.
Which is
pictures,
why we brought you both in here today, because you have such expertise.
We are the expert. We actually didn't see the award show last night, which is really puts us in the best possible. I would like to say, though, that, you know, these strange upsets, they happen all the time. Look, Fred Willard had been nominated umpteen times before he finally won for, of all things, Butterfield 8. And, you know, and part of that is because he was playing a prostitute and generally.
Michael, that's history. People have forgotten
Fred,
that.
No one
that
the
kids
no,
today don't remember.
Fred, no one forgets you hitting Lawrence Harvey with that high heel shoe.
I completely missed that.
Well, no, but the reason we can't really comment on whether the Academy Awards were good or not, because we haven't read the reviews yet. I can't wait to find out.
Well, you know, I had a friend this morning tell me that the Reese Witherspoon's price jumped to something like $29 million a picture. Interesting, because it is what happened to me the last time I appeared on NPR.
Is that right?
Yeah, my price went right up. I mean, when we walked in here this morning, somebody came up to me and Fred and right away said, and I quote, "Can I get you anything?"
Well, I didn't want to disclose this. My price is $29 million a
is
picture.
Is it really?
Yes.
That is so high.
Unfortunately, no one has ever come up with that price.
Well, yeah.
That's the asking price.
Well, Fred Willard and John Michael Higgins, I wish I knew how to quit you, but we're running out of time, so I'm just going to say goodbye to you both.
You worked that in there. That's from one of those movies. Yeah. Then let us say to you, good luck and good night. That was from Good Luck and Good Night.
Or something like that.
One thing. Yeah, yeah. It's been a thrill to finally that people remember who the heck I am.
Fred does the best soupy sales you've ever heard.
Thanks,
hats off to all the hats. Nothing actors love more than watching other actors receive honors and awards. That's what I can say, and I'd say my hat's off to all of them.
Oscar observers Fred Willard and John Michael Higgins. They're appearing in the upcoming Christopher Guest film For Your Consideration, which will be out in the fall. And, of course, Oscar buzz is brewing already. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.